Recorded Books presents Hero Villain, Satoshi, The Man Who Built Bitcoin, by Mark Eglinton, narrated by Julian Elfer. Prologue. When an individual or group of individuals operating under the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto published a white paper entitled Bitcoin, a peer-to-peer electronic cash system on October 31st, 2008, a shockwave reverberated through the close-knit cryptography community. This white paper, which numbered just 9 pages, including references, described the principles behind a revolutionary system of digital cash, whereby a purely peer-to-peer version of electronic cash would allow online payments to be sent directly from one party to another without going through a financial institution could exist. Nakamoto further stated that the background work on the computer code underpinning Bitcoin had begun in 2007. Prior to the publication of the white paper on a niche cryptography mailing list located at metsaud.com, an internet domain entitled bitcoin.org was registered. Everything had been carefully orchestrated. Bitcoin was ready to roll out. As exciting as Satoshi's white paper was in the sense that the ideas it presented seemed uniquely watertight, it was received with a degree of side-eyed suspicion. The cryptographic community, a cynical bunch at the best of times, was entirely accustomed to pretenders appearing on the scene with promising schemes that later failed. Many such examples had come and gone over the years. What was different was that although Satoshi's idea was not the first attempt at a digital cash system, well-known ventures like DigiCash and eGold had tried and failed previously, all the concepts described by the white paper regarding triple entry accounting and solutions to historical roadblocks like double spending seemed definitive in a way that previous iterations hadn't. And that wasn't all. Beyond the specifics was something bigger, something more cinematic in scope. Satoshi's white paper, for the niche few aware of it at that time, offered a clear-eyed view of a world beyond financial middlemen that didn't so much seek to create an anarchic movement designed to rail against the central banks, but instead would permit a new means of transacting quickly, inexpensively, and across borders. These intentions were both positive and potentially revolutionary. Bitcoin, as it was originally characterized by Satoshi's vision, was as much about a better future for mankind as the invention of the wheel had been in circa 4200 BC. But nothing nowadays is ever that simple. Sadly, Satoshi Nakamoto's mere existence just wasn't enough for the hordes of disciples. In fact, ever since the Satoshi pseudonym broke cover in 2008, debate has raged constantly in mainstream media and in niche Bitcoin-fixated groups on sites like Reddit about not just who or what is behind the persona, but also about what the contents of the document actually mean. Other than communicating in what expert analysts concluded was uncomplicated British-style English, using curse words like bloody and expressions such as flat instead of apartment, few other linguistic clues were left that could provide definitive identification. Predictably, multiple theories have come and gone in the years, since as to who might be behind the moniker, and many people have taken it upon themselves to try to find out. But every time a major publication sent someone out to find the internet's own Bigfoot, some beleaguered reporter returned with news of a sighting of something else. Forbes, Newsweek, The New York Times, Vice, and The New Yorker all threw their hats into the Satoshi ring over the years. All came up with something, just not the real Satoshi Nakamoto. A range of individuals have inevitably been pushed forward as potential candidates, a dozen or so that could be classed as viable contenders. Dorian Nakamoto, Nick Szabo, Hal Finney, and Adam Back were just a few such suspects from within the computer science world. Elon Musk, convicted criminal Paul LaRue, Silk Road alleged founder Ross Ulbricht, and even the US government itself have been offered up as suspects. One by one, however, they would all be debunked and dismissed when the key facts just didn't stack up when exposed to a little basic online research. For journalists, attempting to unmask Satoshi Nakamoto became a frustrating fool's errand at best and a perilous credibility jeopardizing endeavor at worst.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?